Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm your host, Jane, and today we're diving into the world of video broadcasting over IP networks. With me is Alex, an expert in the field. Alex, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Jane. Happy to be here.
So, Alex, let's jump right in. Video flow. What exactly does video flow do?
Well, Jane, video flow essentially enables broadcast companies to transmit live video over IP networks with confidence. Think of it as ensuring a smooth, reliable broadcast, even when using the public internet.
Okay, so it's about reliability. What are the specific challenges that video flow addresses when broadcasting over IP?
Great question. The internet isn't always the most reliable medium. You can have packet loss, jitters, varying bit rates, all sorts of things that can disrupt a live broadcast. Video flow has patented technologies to deal with these issues, like bitrate adaptivity, path diversity, and forward error correction.
Path diversity? Can you explain that a little more?
Sure. Imagine you're sending a video stream from point A to point B. With path diversity, you're not just sending it along one route, you're sending it along multiple routes simultaneously. If one path experiences a problem, the other paths can still deliver the data, ensuring a continuous stream.
Ah, I see. So it's like having backup routes in case of traffic jams. And what about this Emmy award I saw mentioned?
Yes. Video Flow won an Emmy for its technology innovation in reliable transmission methods for live contribution and distribution TV links. It's a testament to the effectiveness of their solutions.
That's impressive. So, they're not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Now, the company also holds several patents. What are some of the key innovations those patents cover?
Right, they have patents covering things like media stream rate reconstruction, packet recovery, adaptive rate switching, and adaptive forward error corrections. These technologies work together to ensure high quality, reliable video delivery, even over challenging IP networks.
Okay, let's break down one of those. What's media stream rate reconstruction, and why is it important?
Imagine you're trying to play a song, but the data is arriving at different speeds. It would sound choppy and distorted, right? Media stream rate reconstruction ensures that the packets are played at the receiver accurately, avoiding that loss of service.
That makes perfect sense. So it's about smoothing out the flow of data. And what about adaptive forward error correction?
Adaptive FEC is a way to recover lost data packets. The adaptive part means it can adjust the amount of error correction based on the network conditions. This is especially useful in multicast networks, like 5G, where multiple receivers can benefit from a single request to recover lost packets.
Interesting. So it's a dynamic system that adjusts to the network's needs. Now, Video Flow offers both software and hardware solutions, right?
Exactly. They have DVP and DVG software that can run on various platforms, including the cloud, virtual machines, or dedicated appliances. They also offer preloaded appliances like the DVX, DVA, and DVS series, each with different performance levels.
And what are the key benefits of using Video Flow's solutions, regardless of whether it's software or hardware?
The core benefits are reliability, confidence, simplicity, and efficiency. Reliability ensures your broadcast stays connected. Confidence comes from monitoring tools and real-time statistics. Simplicity is achieved through remote configuration and analysis. And efficiency comes from having everything you need in one compact solution.
So it's a comprehensive approach to video delivery over IP. It sounds like they've really thought about all the potential challenges. What are some companies that are using Video Flow?
Deutsche Telekom, Canal Plus, Pennsylvania Cable Network, PCN, Lockwood Broadcast Group, and Ponent are among the companies using Video Flow. They've seen benefits ranging from improved reliability to optimized operational efficiency.
That's quite a diverse group of users. From telecom giants to cruise lines broadcasting the Super Bowl from Antarctica. That's quite a range. Alex, this has been incredibly informative. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Just that if you're looking to broadcast live video over IP networks, it's crucial to consider the challenges and choose a solution that prioritizes reliability and quality. Video Flow is definitely a strong contender in that space.
Absolutely. So to recap, we've learned that Video Flow helps broadcast companies reliably transmit live video over IP networks, even the public internet, by using technologies like path diversity and adaptive forward error correction. They offer both software and hardware solutions and are used by a wide range of companies. Thanks so much for sharing your expertise with us, Alex.
My pleasure, Jane. Thanks for having me.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Until next time.